My name is Connor Sammons, and today's date is November 24th, 2023. I am here recording with my Aunt Jill, and my topic of the interview is childhood. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, question one. How was it like growing up in the 80s?
It was a lot of fun. We had big hair, lots of neon colored makeup. let's see, leg warmers, and we had a lot of fun toys that are actually coming back in, such as the Smurfs and strawberry shortcake, all of those things. So it was a fun time.
What was your favorite genre growing up in the 80s?
Oh, gosh. Like, as far as music goes?
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of Madonna. Just a lot of pop.
So was she your favorite artist back in that genre?
I would have to say, yeah, she was probably one of at the top.
Why is that?
Well, she just started out, and she was a real young pop person, and that's also at the time when MTV started. So you got to see the videos and Friday night videos of her. There was also Cyndi Lauper. A lot of us love to listen to one of the girls, because they were all brand new at the time.
What was your favorite 80s movie?
Oh my gosh, that's... I'd have to say Goonies.
Goonies.
Goonies?
Goonies, gotcha. Yes.
Love the Goonies. I don't know how many times.
Was that the most engrossing movie that came out when you were a kid?
Oh no, there was tons. E.T. Gosh, I'm trying to think of all the movies. Back to the Futures.
All right.
Oh, Breakfast Club. I completely forgot about Breakfast Club. I love that movie too.
Who is your favorite celebrity of the 80s?
Oh my goodness. Probably. Man, you're making me think here. Probably Molly Ringwald. She was the one who was in Breakfast Club. She was in all of those, 16 Candles and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to say probably her.
Okay. Which television channel was your favorite back in the 80s?
Channel?
Yeah.
Well, me growing up, we didn't have cable, so... We just had the networks, so just, I would have to say MTV, because we would always watch that when we go to our friend's house.
Yeah. How was it like being a child in the 80s?
Gosh, it's so different from what you guys are going through now. We were able to run around and leave in the morning and not have to come back until the lights came on. We got to have fun and play and do all sorts of things without having to worry about, certain environments and things. It was just very carefree. And we got to go trick-or-treating at anybody's house and for how long, and we're a lot of stuff you can't do now these days.
What was the worst thing about being a kid in the '80s?
Oh gosh. Gosh, that's a good one. Trying to always be in style with everyone else. As far as, you know, like clothes, you wanted to have the clothes that everybody else could have. And that wasn't always an option. So you tried to keep up with everybody. I know that wasn't so easy to do.
Yeah. Did you play an instrument?
For a very short period of time because I was awful. I played the clarinet. And it sounded like a goose that was being killed. So that didn't last for very long.
Oh, I see. What do you miss most about the 80s?
Like I had said to you earlier, the carefree part of it. I mean, we just did things. We didn't have to worry about stuff. And it wasn't all. Actually, the best part is there was no social media. There was no internet. So we didn't have to deal with seeing, you know, reality. We just lived our childhood.
Yeah. In your opinion, what year was your best year of school?
I probably have to say sixth grade. That was the time when you were still in elementary school, you were still young and having fun. But then, you know, the next stage would be junior high, and you had kind of had to grow up more. And I really liked sixth grade because that was where my favorite teacher, Mr. Schmidt, was. And yeah, I'd have to say that, sixth grade.
All right. What was your favorite subject in school?
Definitely not math.
Yeah.
Probably would have to say history. I wasn't very good at English, and I was horrible at math, but I really did like the history.
What was your favorite thing in history?
I loved learning about World War I and World War II. So I would actually, after we would learn about it, I would go and read more books about it, and I actually still do that to this day because I'm just fascinated by those the wars and stuff and just understanding it.
Who was your favorite parent?
My favorite parent?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I lived with my mom, your Grammy. So she was the disciplinarian for me. So it was always fun when you went to dad's house.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they were both different in different ways. And so it was fun with both of them.
What was your favorite food of the 80s?
My favorite food. Oh gosh. This is more later 80s, but when I was in high school, every day, literally every day when we were in school, we went to Taco Bell. So it was Mexican food, Taco Bell.
What was your favorite toy in the 80s?
Oh, I love Smurfs. I had the stuffed animals. I had the watch. I had the little people. I and I watched it on the cartoon all the time. My favorite was the Smurfs.
What was the most important lesson you learned in school?
It was actually something my sixth grade teacher, Mr. Schmidt, told me. At the time, I didn't think it was true, but now I know for a fact that it's true, that as you get older, life goes by so much faster, and that you need to sit back and just enjoy, because it's going to be gone fast.
Yeah, I can agree with that. See, I got two more questions here.
Okay.
Which ones do I want to do? What was your first job that you got?
I started babysitting, but my first like job was I worked at the same restaurant that Papa worked at. He was the bartender. I was in the back as the bus girl, and I helped in the back kitchen. So that was my first real job.
Which one did you like better, going to the movies or staying at home and watching movies at home?
Well, probably going to the movies, because growing up we didn't have a lot, so we didn't have a VCR, the only time we could watch movies was if they came out on the television. So going to the movies was a pretty big deal. Yeah. And we had a movie theater that we could walk to, and it was a dollar theater. So we could go see all of these cool movies after a while for a dollar. So that was fun.
Okay. Since we have a little bit more time, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions.
Okay.
What was your first car that you owned?
My first car was a Toyota Tercel, and I did not get a car until I was 21.
Huh.
So I actually owned my first house before I owned my first car.
What was your favorite book of the 80s?
My favorite book was To Kill a Mockingbird.
Why is that?
I just really loved the movie, and then I got the book, and because I absolutely love to read, and as a lot of books are more extensive and go into things a lot more than movies do, so I got to learn a lot about, you know, things that were happening down in the South, and it just happened to be a really good book that I loved. And then the other book that I always was reading was The Secret Garden. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I have not.
But it was a little girl who was orphaned, and she discovers this beautiful garden that's not been taken care of. And she eventually makes it into something beautiful for herself. So
sounds interesting. I think we have time for one more.
Okay.
Do you have any like stories to share about the 80s?
Oh, gosh. the clothing is just complete. There was a period of time where everything was neon. I mean, like you could glow in the dark. And you would wear, you know, Bermuda shorts and that were like, you could see probably yourself a mile away. That was like, oh my gosh, we wore that stuff? It's tacky. And you used a lot of Aquanet for your hair. Because you make sure that you didn't get by a flame because you might lose your hair. Because you could ask your mom about the Aquanet.
Well, thank you for taking time to interview with me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. I hoped it helped, made me have to think about stuff that I haven't thought about in a long time.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
And we're going to have to take a picture.